Hi, your combis. It was very good thing that you shared about ego. And yes, personally, I didn't suffer from pain, but I suffered many challenges in my life. So right now, I'm a student of 9th degree. I'm going to 10th degree, in fact. Last year, I was 8th degree. So, not want to be very proud of myself, but actually, I got really great marks in school, mostly 20 before the year 7th. But in the 8th year, something terrible happened to me. Really terrible. Math. I was really great at math. I got 20 in 19th or 18th. I had no actually under 15 for many, many times. And it was very terrible. I remember it very clearly. It was in the it was the first exam of course, in fact, in May, and I really thought I will get very good marks in my exam, but when the teacher gave us the papers, I was really devastated. Guess what? I got 12.5. This was really bad. Of course, our whole class did very, very bad, but it was very, very terrible for me because I knew if I showed it to my parents, they would kill me. They always expected me great marks, great at everything, very good. So it was really terrifying. So I didn't show them the exam. I told myself, oh, okay, next exam you'll be great again. You're great. It's nothing for you. So the next exam, it came again. I got the exam. I thought I would be good. Again, I got 13. I got 13, and it was terrible too. I was supposed to get under 15 marks, so it's very bad too. Again, I didn't show my parents the papers. So, and we reached the middle of the first term, exam of middle term, the midterm effect. So, and I knew that at the school would, report to my parents my marks, my degrees. So I wrote. I thought I would be really great, and I got 15. Oh my God, that was very bad too. But in my opinion, I thought they would. I was really. I can describe it. It was very, very terrible for me. Maybe you can't understand, but I understand very well. Very well. I couldn't bear it. When. And my parents, when they. Went to school to get my report. And I was going back to school. I remember it very clearly. I was walking. With every step, I felt a frightening cold chill in my whole body. I reached the front door. Really, it was terrible. Reached the front door, I opened the door, and I was in the staircase. It lasted me at least 1 month to reach in my house from the staircase. Very, very depressed, very anxious, very everything at once, scared. I thought, oh my gosh, my parents would kill me. Oh, this was terrible, especially my dad. So, I reached the front hall. I went through, opened the door. Oh, wow, terrible. And now I'm thinking about it, I really feel like, how could I bear it? Anyway, I got through. I grabbed my shoes and put them in the house. Then I went through and I saw my dad frowning. In fact, he didn't kill me, of course. He didn't kill me. He was very hurtedly hurt, you know. Really, I could feel it. He was really hurt from my marks. I went and got the report. I got 13 in math. Oh, wow. So, my parents didn't say anything to me for a long while. After a while, my dad said, "What have you done? Why did you get those terrible marks? I'm really hurt." "Yes," I said, and my mom was in a good mood too. When he saw my report. So, anyway, it was very, very bad for me. It was a great experience though, because that day, I thought I was really great. I was the best. No one can beat me. I am the greatest student math. So, it was a shell. It was a shell. It broke. I saw my real character. I'm a human. I make a lot of mistakes. So, it calmed me a lot. I told myself a lot of big geniuses came through this process. They had this process. They made a lot of mistakes, so I calmed down. I tried very hard, very hard. I mean, though I don't know anything of math, I really, really tried hard. I didn't work with my computer, didn't watch any movies, work with my phone, or even I did very little of it. And I really tried hard for the term exam, because I knew it would be kind of very important for me, because the ninth degree, I have to, get through you know, a branch, a math or science or literature. So I tried very hard. I studied a lot, and of course my dad helped me. He calmed down. He found out that it's normal. He calmed me down. In fact, he bought me a lot of good books, you know, good books to practice. He practiced a lot, and the term exam came. So I entered the exam. I was very anxious, you know, because I never was anxious before in the past previous years, because I knew I would do great. But this time, I really thought I wouldn't do very good. I was very anxious. My hand was trembling. So anyway, I wrote and I gave the paper to the teacher. And after a month, the report came. I was very eager to see it. And on the other hand, I was scared. I didn't say scared to death, but I was very scared that it would be, again, low marks, bad marks. Then if my term exam was bad, my dad really would be disappointed. I really didn't want that to happen. Because, of course, I love my parents. So anyway, the report came. My dad went to school to get it. Came home. Wow. Well, I was relieved when I saw that I got 19. It's really pretty good. Not perfect, but it's very better than the previous, you know, exams. So that's it. From that year until now, I mean, it became very, very useful experience. And right now, I'm always trying hard. I'm telling myself, you're a human. You make many mistakes. But you make a lot of mistakes, but you will succeed. So, in fact, if I didn't have that experience, I would have, this shell, fake shell, would exist till now. I wouldn't have understood it. Maybe it would happen to be in a very important, you know, situation. And I really didn't want that happen in important situation that would, you know, give the way of my life. So I'm really happy that it happened. And so that's it. Thing to tell, and thank you to dear convenes, because of your great topic, in fact, Hugo. I haven't really thought about it yet. It was really great, so thank you for that. And I hope you have a great night. Goodbye.